Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colin Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together and educate each other on films. Now, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, well, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what you can watch on terrestrial TV this week. At the start of the first ever series of Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, we had a discussion and we said films are far too easy to watch. So we troll through the TV to find out what's on terrestrial. You can tell I've gone off script, can't you?
I like it.
Bring it back round. Bring the car round.
We tell you what is available to watch on TV at home this week, don't we, Ben?
We do. Every week I troll through the big pamphlet, the Radio Times, and I come up with a film. Now, I was doing Christmas films, but I went off those a bit. This film is Wednesday the 12th of Jan.
Isn't that your, when's your birthday, Jack?
A couple of days after, 14th.
I knew it was around then.
So if you want to buy someone a gift for Jack's birthday, buy them a Patreon.
That's what, someone needs to sign up to Patreon on the 14th of Jan as Jack B.
I bought it myself. So it's 11.05 to 12.55 a.m. It's sort of starting as a late watch, but I just thought it's an absolute banger. It's film four, it's Sexy Beast.
Oh, yeah. Big film.
Not a clue.
Big film. Brilliant film. But it might end up being a podcast watch, but I thought I don't need to look any further. It's a mint film. Mm.
What's it about?
Ray Winston's this sort of
gangster, isn't he, Ray Winston?
He's a retired gangster, like living out in like Ibiza or somewhere like that.
Living at like Spain.
Yeah.
And he's a safe cracker.
Okay.
Basically, Ben Kingsley, he's like the sort of head of like this gang, this mafia sort of London gang. And yeah, he basically sort of like comes after him.
And he wants him to do another job.
Yeah.
It sounds good, that, actually.
But what's so amazing is Ben Kingsley's tiny in it. And Ray Winston's big, but Ray Winston just spends the whole film completely in fear. Ben Kingsley is fantastic. So it's a real, yeah, I think it's a great film. Sexy Beast, film four, 11.05 to 12.55 a.m. 12th of Jan, near Jack's birthday.
Now, the other thing we do in Extraterrestrial is we hear from you guys at home, the people who listen to the podcast. And normally what Ben does is Ben jumps on a plane and tells us where people have been listening to the podcast all around the world. Now, you're back from your travels, aren't you, Ben?
I'm back. I tell you what, it's hard to fit it in over Christmas, but I did a few tests and I spun myself around the world. Do you know what? I'm amazed. Come Christmas, our numbers were up.
You sent us a little voice note around, it might have been like Boxing Day or something, basically saying, by the way, there are some bangers for around the world. Like, I cannot believe it.
It's suddenly, weirdly, at Christmas, everyone started to listen from loads of places around the world. So I'm going to hit you straight. I'm going to throw it straight out there. Italy.
Italy. Nice and easy.
Nice and easy. Close enough. Italy, get on your easy jet. We've gone, we've landed. How many people in Italy?
Arrivederci.
Buongiorno. You're Italian. It's fantastic.
What was it I said on that? Pedro rather than Pedro.
Prego.
Right, you said Pedro. Yeah.
Prego.
Prego. 12.
12. Not bad. Not bad.
12. He's coming with 12 at Christmas.
24.
Ooh. 23.
Oof. 23. Jack. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao.
Pedro.
Ciao. Ciao, fucking Bella.
Interesting.
Right. Now, we've had this before, but I've had to go back to it because I've been amazed. Jersey.
Won it in the 60s last time.
No, it was never in the 60s, Jersey.
Ah, so there's the lad, isn't there, on the Instagram who goes to uni in England and flies home because he's commented saying, I'm one of your listeners. But is it just him?
That was it. Is it just him?
If it's just him, I'm going to go 2.
2. Very good. Jersey?
Let's say 15.
Ooh, he got the whole family on it, did he, Jack?
He knows Jersey. Jack knows Jersey.
Yeah.
Both of you, 39.
Wow.
Get out of town. Whoa. 39. Whoa. In Jersey. Massive at Christmas. Massive. Big, we could have switched on the lights with that famous.
Maybe we will next year on Zoom. Do it on Zoom.
Jersey lights. Boom. Right. And I hit you one, and I can't remember if we've had this or not, but for me, I thought, fabulous. Let's go straight there. Taiwan. It's a bit of a long plane journey, but Taiwan came up and I thought, you got to, haven't you?
7.
4. Quick
4. 1.
1.
I always have to have a 1 in there because it makes me laugh. That one person in Taiwan's gone, I've got this podcast, lads. It's brilliant. But I'm now going to listen to it.
They don't like it that much because they only listen to one of the eps, yeah. Not both of the eps.
And if you're in Taiwan, please vote on Spotify. 5 stars.
Now, the other thing we do in hearing from you guys at home is we read out some of the reviews that you have left about Sofa Cinema Club. Now, Ben, you've got a new pool of comments to jump into here, haven't you? Because you've got YouTube.
Ooh, I like that. A new pool,
of comments. Yeah, we've dived into the YouTube pool. Hello. Yeah, because we release the videos and actually you get a ton of comments on there, which is mint for the old review section because it was getting a bit ropey.
Thought it had seen better days.
Thin on the ground.
Okay, so one, Tom Baker. He said, love the video, lads. As a Patreon member, I saw this a while ago. See?
Oh, ooh, smug, isn't
it? Yeah, I like that, though. Good on you, Tom Baker. Doctor Who, super funny.
I thought that. I was going to say, isn't he Doctor Who?
Super funny, and I'm glad you're doing the YouTube now. Ronnie Parrot Harris, Ben's brilliant, 5 stars.
Mm-hmm. Love how he's trolled from all, Jack, and picked out Ben is brilliant.
Right, here, right. This is brilliant. Catherine McGee. The actor who plays Craig has so much more personality in real life. The writer... The writer should share this with his Corrie character.
Not enough personality to state my actual name. Still... Not enough to be warranted being called Coulson. Best backhanded compliment.
I know. I loved it. That's why I loved it. Michelle Causey, great video. Loved how Ben was keeping Jack safe from the reindeer, just like Nick does with David on Corrie.
I saw that because that was when Jack went to stroke Roger. And he kind of went for you. And Ben was like, well, but in the meantime, you're letting me fucking hold a reindeer.
My wife said you did it very well. You held it very well. Like it's a thing.
What, your wife said that?
Yeah, she said, oh, he's doing well with that thing. He knows how to hold a reindeer, doesn't he?
I've been with a reindeer before.
Jennifer Moore. Happy Christmas podcast. Great to see you on YouTube. Favourite film, Home Alone and Muppets Christmas Carol. Love you, Coulson. You make Christmas sound. There we go. I've balanced it.
One thing that a few people have been asking and commenting about is what is our next adventure, our next challenge on YouTube? And obviously we kind of said between us that it's going to be a monthly thing. So it's time for us to get our thinking caps on to think, where are we going to go? What are we going to do in January? I mean, obviously I have got a bucket full of ideas. And I'm half tempted to like make it a tombola thing where like every month I read it out and it'd be like, oh, we're off to Alton Towers, or we're having a cooking lesson.
Something like that Zipwire was good, wasn't it? Something like that Zipwire is good.
You have to remember, though, it's cold now. It's January. We don't want to be going fucking outdoor.
No, you're right. You're right. You want to do indoor jumping.
Yeah. I've been looking at indoor activities for January, and I was thinking about what we could do. And there is one that really appeals to me, but I think it's because it's something I want to do. I was thinking the three of us should go and have a cooking lesson, because I think that'd be great, because Ben never cooks. And I just think that'd be a very interesting dynamic to see us in.
I don't cook.
Jack and me don't cook.
If I lived on my own, I would forget to eat.
I just have tuna wrap.
Exactly. I think the Sofa Cinema Club need to go on a cooking lesson.
Maybe that is our next trip.
That won't be bad.
That finished that.
That won't be bad. Sofa Cinema Club, the clue is in the title. We do talk about cinema on this podcast. And now we've had 2 weeks off. I've had a trip to the cinema.
Yeah.
And I think Ben has had a trip to the cinema too, to watch the same film.
Well, you've seen two films. Ben's also seen a big sci-fi franchise, Matrix.
Matrix.
Oh, do you know, I'm going to be really honest. Dreadful. Dreadful.
Really?
Apparently it's got a very good video game.
The video game's extraordinary. For me, have you seen it, Jack?
I haven't seen it.
What it starts doing, it's not giving it away, starts saying, is what you saw in The Matrix as Neo, just in his head and a dream, and it didn't really happen. Oh. And then he's just a normal guy who makes video games. And then certain things start to happen and he can't work out if he's in the game or out the game, if he was Neo or wasn't Neo. And it just gets too much. It eats itself. Do you know what I mean? And actually, I've seen all the stunts and the slow-mo and the stuff like that. And I started and I was like, do you know what? I've lost interest. It was doing things where he was seeing characters slightly differently than he had seen in the film.
Mm.
But then they're saying that The Matrix was a game he invented and everyone got lost in. And he hadn't met any of the characters before, but he thinks he has.
Okay.
But they can't remember. Got very convoluted. So for me, it was not very good.
I've never seen the original.
Have you not?
No. Oh, great film. Great. I like the original.
Did you take a trip to Italy as well over Christmas?
I went to Little Gucci.
How's the Gucci?
So Gucci.
Paolo Gucci.
That, what a story.
Great story. I now want to like buy some Gucci clothing, by the way. That's what you can get me for my birthday.
I know all the story. I knew of the story before the film came out. And I haven't seen the film yet. All I've heard is bad reviews.
Yeah.
Just get past the accents and it's a good film, I think.
I've heard the accents are terrible. I've heard it looks great and the fashion's brill.
The fashion's great.
There's big problems. You've got Pacino and Irons meant to be brothers. Irons sounds English.
Yeah.
Pacino looks like he's in a Scorsese movie.
Right.
Then you've got Jared Leto, who's got this kind of crazy wig on.
Is Jared Leto Paolo Gucci?
Yeah.
But that is Jared Leto, isn't it? Jared Leto is weird, creepy.
But then Adam Driver is playing it, and Lady Gaga are playing it completely straight. They're playing like almost like a docudrama, and then suddenly you get, you know,
his character chores.
Yeah, massive. Man, Pacino is massive in it.
I think he's great. I thought Pacino was great, and I thought Adam Driver was great.
Adam Driver was great.
The person I struggled with was Gaga, but I think she goes through an amazing like transformation in the film.
Yeah, a lot of people say she's good.
I saw another film as well, which will be, I think, right up your street, Shepherd. Petit Maman, French film.
Mm.
And it's just about to come out, and it's absolutely fantastic, and I think you'll love it. Very, very, very simple. Did you ever see Portrait of a Lady on Fire?
No, and I meant to.
Yeah, see that. It's the same director.
Right, okay.
And I think you'll love it. It's so clever and simple, and it's an hour and 40. It was brilliant.
Now, after hearing what we've said about those films, especially The Matrix, I am sure you are rushing to the cinema right now.
I will go see it.
Well, Jack, if you want to go for free, courtesy of me, you and Ben, all you've got to do is head over to the Sofa Cinema Club Instagram, where you can enter the competition to win a trip to the cinema on us. And if you do win, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what cinema you went to, what film you went to watch. We want to know about your cinema experience. That is all we've got time for in this week's episode of Extraterrestrial, because we've got to go and get ready for Thursday's episode, where we are watching Ben's film, The Bicycle Thieves. We're back here then. If you want to keep in touch with us, you can do on Instagram and Twitter at Sofa Cinema Club. We'll see you there. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.